Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone this evening to Democratic Representative Joan Bauer, who's also on the House Appropriations Committee. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Cheryl?
I couldn't even count how many busy days in a row this has been. I was going to say another busy day, but that just seems redundant, doesn't it?
It does, but
the budget work
is going on.
The budget work continues in full force.
Right.
What the House did pass the Snyder tax plan that late this afternoon. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Really, two things, very interesting things in the House happened today. This morning, the House Appropriations Committee, on which I sit, finished passing out all the budget bills. So they are now all out of the House Appropriations Committee. The Senate has already passed all their budgets out of appropriations and out of the Senate. So the budget is moving along extremely quickly. In some ways, I think too quickly, and I'm not sure we're giving some thought to the impact some of these cuts are going to have, but so that's happening. And then, of course, this afternoon, the tax bills did pass the House, and that is going to represent many changes for Michigan.
Well, and as you had mentioned earlier, early today, yesterday, corrections, community health, human services, judiciary, Department of Ed, it sounds like a grocery list, but this this is the work that was done. State Police, Veterans Affairs,
right.
Ag Department, DEQ, and DNR all passed out of the House. And you have talked about these cuts being very deep.
Right. And today we did higher ed, which are the 15 public universities, K-12, and community colleges. And there are cuts throughout the budget, everything from cutting the Healthy Michigan Fund, which is prevention, to revenue sharing, which goes directly to our cities. That to me is just tragic, what we're doing with revenue sharing. It's going to impact police and fire and our cities. And then you looked at education today. University funding, operational funding was cut 15%, community colleges 15%, and of course, K-12 took a huge hit of about $370 per pupil, in addition to eliminating most of what are called categoricals, or everything from special funding for at-risk, declining enrollments, different categorical funding items. So for Lansing, it just means millions and millions of dollars in cuts.
When we're taking a look at some of the cuts to higher education, K-12, and community colleges, of course, all of the areas of the budget are of concern to you. You have a particular affinity for some of the higher education.
Right. I've been on that committee this is my fifth year. So, yes, I'm a real supporter of the importance of our higher education system, both community colleges and our 15 public universities, and they're so important to turning the state around and being sure that we have the workers who are educated and ready for the good paying jobs that we need in the future. I just think it's so short-sighted of us to be cutting so dramatically at a time when that's where we should be funding, as well as K-12. I don't think people really realize in the fall when the new budget goes into effect how this is going to impact class size and but it's not over yet, and hopefully, before the final budget's passed, I'm hoping that there'll be some compromises between the House and Senate and governor to put some money back into education.
Well, and I think that's important for people to realize the process at this point. They've passed out of the House. The Senate has passed out of appropriations and out of the Senate. Where do these budget proposals that you've sent out go at this point?
Well, again, the Senate has passed all the budgets out of the entire Senate. we're a week behind. So what we did this week is we passed them out of the House Appropriations Committee. I would imagine next week they'll come to the full House floor for a vote. If that happens next week, then what you end up with, and I think in every single case of every budget, whether it's, you know, community health, human services, education, I mean, there's about 12 different budgets. But in every budget, if there are differences in the House version and the Senate version, which there are in all of them, then there's something called a conference committee, and there's three people from the Senate, three from the House, and they sit on that committee. They then iron out the differences, and then the bill, so then there is a bill that is identical, then that bill goes back to the Senate, goes back to the House, and it cannot be amended. And so then usually those bills pass, not always, but usually. Then it goes to the governor for signature, and of course the governor can still veto. So we're still, even though we've made tremendous progress and we're ahead of our normal schedule, there's still, you know, several steps to go that are very important, and there's several steps where there can be compromise, and that really is part of the process. So I'm hoping that as we take a look at all of these budgets in conference, that we find some money to put back in as we look at all the pieces of the budget.
As you're working with your fellow representatives on the floor from both sides of the aisle, are you seeing some room for some of those compromises and with the Senate when it comes back?
I know that many representatives, both Republicans and Democrats, especially on the education issues, as Democrats, we today in the Appropriations Committee, you know, we all voted no on these education budgets because they're just so devastating. But, I think for Democrats, there are still a lot of Republicans who also are having a lot of difficulty with these budgets. So there is room. I think there's room, but they would have to decide that it's worth taking a look at the revenue side. By that meaning, you know, maybe you back off a little bit of the business tax cuts. You'd have to do some compromise in that way in order to find some more money to put back into all this. And then the other thing that's an unknown is we have the Revenue Estimating Conference in a couple of weeks, and that's when we take a look at where we are with revenue that's come in. We do them in January and then again in May. House fiscal, Senate fiscal, and the Treasury Budget Office, they sit down and say, okay, there's more money's coming in at more than we thought, whether it's income tax, you know, sales tax, business tax. And some of the initial, I've heard some initial predictions that there may be, you know, I heard up to $500 million that unanticipated revenue that we budgeted very frugally, and that there may be some extra money. So, you know, that's possible, too, to use some of that money to help with school aid. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get some more money back into education to restore some of these cuts.
There are a couple of variables we don't know yet that could make
Correct.
Some changes.
Right.
Very
right.
good. In the tax plan that was passed out this afternoon on the Michigan business tax that has been a subject of much conversation, it had a lot of eliminations as well. Eliminated tax exemptions, including exemption on pensions, the earned income tax credit, which has
right.
been a huge point of contention, and the
right.
state's film credit as well. What is your perspective on that issue that happened this afternoon?
Well, I voted. I also voted no on all of the tax bills today for a number of reasons. I am very concerned with the EITC, the Earned Income Tax Credit. You know, that is a tax credit that goes to our lowest income workers, and the word here being workers. These are people who are working, and just like there are all kinds of tax credits that we all get as part of a tax structure. You get a tax credit for owning your own home. I mean, there are things that we try to encourage through the tax structure, one of which is working. And this is a tax credit for those people in Michigan, our workers who are on the lower end. And, you know, it might have meant, I think the average was an extra $400 a mm-hmm. year in a tax return that they might get back on their taxes. So that has been eliminated as of today. It's about $320 million, I think, anticipated savings. I just don't happen to think that's fair.
Sure.
And I think it's not a fair proposal, but it also, the other part is the money that people would get back, they actually spend in our community, and that's proven that people spend it, it turns over, and it actually helps stimulate your local economy.
Well, there were six Republicans that joined in the no votes on
yes, there were.
On that this afternoon as well. So that gives me a hint that there is some room for discussion and compromise as well.
I would agree, and I think people are hearing from people at home, you know, and then, of course, all the taxing of the pensions, that's still very contentious, especially when people then feel that perhaps the business cut, even though we know we need to fix the Michigan business tax, we know there have to be changes, but that perhaps an 86% tax reduction, that the whole thing doesn't feel real fair or shared sacrifice to many people, and I would agree with that.
Well, certainly. Joan, I appreciate your time this evening, Representative. In the middle of all of this, to take some time for me, I appreciate it so much.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, Joan. We'll talk with you again soon. Representative Joan Bauer, also on the House Appropriations Committee, will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.